This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating independent medical evaluation for MES Solutions at 1393 Veterans Memorial Highway, Suite 110 North, Hophog, New York, 11788. Examinee Dawn MURCIA, claim number 402012406CB0001. Date of injury 12-2-2020, MES file number 211-230-11492, case type workers' comp evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer insured, Amazon.com, client Sedgwick CMS/Syracuse, independent medical examination on 7-31-2023, 10:30 a.m. at 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11707. Dawn Mercia is a 49-year-old female who resides with her husband of 17 years, along with her 22-year-old daughter and two sons, ages 23 and 31. She has been out of work since 12-2-2020. She started her job with Amazon in 2018 as a package inductor. On 12-2-2020, she reported to her supervisor that she could no longer work due to pain. She reports that the repetitive movements of scanning packages on the docks coming off trailers caused injury to her lower back. She was ultimately diagnosed with a lumbar disc herniation and radiculopathy, and reports that she ambulates with a cane and can only walk short distances. She reports that she was typically moving 80 to 90 or as many as 150 packages per night before she stopped working. She reports that there were other stressors, including her daughter having surgery for thyroid cancer in 2018 that had spread to her daughter's lymph nodes. And she also experiences a Horner syndrome. She reports that MRIs show a herniated disc and that she's reached maximum medical improvement as per her orthopedist, Dr. Duwal, D-U-W-A-L. Approximately 2 weeks ago, her husband underwent rotator cuff surgery. She's receiving weekly psychotherapy with a social worker by the name of Ms. Levy, L-E-A-V-Y, 45-minute sessions. She's also seeing Dr. Vaglia, V-A-G-L-I-C-A, for psychiatric follow-up. Is currently on Lexapro 20 milligrams daily. Seen every 1 to 2 months for 30 to 45 minutes. She states that the Lexapro, once increased to 20 milligrams several months ago, has been of some help with her depressive mood. She is slightly more upbeat, somewhat less anxious, but does remain guarded and somewhat pessimistic about further improvement. Past psychiatric history, she denies past medical history. She has herniated discs from L2, 3, 4, 5, and S1. She's been on gabapentin, 300 milligrams at bedtime for nerve pain, as well as vitamin D weekly. She has Hashimoto's, thyroid disease, and takes levothyroxine 75 milliequivalents daily. She denies any surgeries and there's no known drug allergies. Her family psychiatric history is notable for Alzheimer's in her grandmother, schizophrenia in her father, bipolar disorder in her sister, and marijuana and pain pill abuse in her brother. She states her second husband, with whom she lives, is learning disabled. He has achieved a second grade education and speaks both Spanish and English. Her first husband suicided. Her daughter, due to illness, is home full time. One son works as a driver, and the other son works as a security guard. A mental status exam. She was casually dressed, with loud speech, mood mildly depressed and anxious, but states, quote, "I'm okay," unquote. Only goes out of the house to go to doctors due to fear of being watched. Her adult children do the housework in the house. She denies suicidal homicidal ideation. Her concentration is variable. Her appetite is fair. She sleeps 5 hours a night. She's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are fair. Maximum medical improvement in her back was documented as being achieved on July 6th of 2023. For relaxation, she enjoys playing with her a bunny rabbit. She reports approximately 10 panic attacks a week. She's unable to sit backwards due to her side injury. And she does find her therapy sessions with Christina Levy most helpful. Depression, diagnostic depression, major depressive disorder, severe, improving, not psychotic, along with panic disorder. Recommendations include continuing Lexapro 20 milligrams daily, continuing to see Dr. Vaglia every 1 to 2 months for 30 to 45 minutes, continuing psychotherapy sessions with Christina Levy, L-E-A-V-Y, every 1 to 2 weeks for 45 minutes. Patient is 100% disabled. From a temporary injury. She's been told that she has reached maximum medical improvement regarding her physical condition. I am just reaching for our questions. Okay. The patient has not reached maximum medical improvement from a psychiatric standpoint. She is unable to return to work with or without restrictions. Patient, at this time, the hope is that the patient's psychiatric symptoms are not permanent. Her treating physician is appears to be providing beneficial care. I do not believe her outside stressors are a basis for apportionment for her current degree of disability. It is my opinion that her current psychiatric symptoms are 100% causally related to her orthopedic surgeries. Her all medical records have been outlined. I recommend she continue talking psychotherapy with Christina Levy on a weekly basis, or no less than every 2 weeks for the next 6 months. I recommend she continue to see Dr. Vaclia for psychiatric monitoring. She appears to be benefiting from Lexapro 20 milligrams daily at this time. It's premature to determine that her psychiatric depressive symptoms are going to be of a permanent nature. New paragraph, NYWC attestation. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL, Section 12, NYCRR 300.2D4E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I've reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy.